on, baby, you don't?
It ain't nothing but something like a little fry.
Like a fry?
Fry.
Oh, a little tin, tin,
no, it's cast on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have it. We had a pancake skillet. A little pancake skillet at home.
What was that like?
It's just like a skillet, but it didn't have no more rim than that on it. You couldn't hardly cook in it. Sometimes they would let you cook a little bacon if you wouldn't get any grease on the stove.
Is this about an inch?
Uh-huh. No, it wouldn't be that deep. It's not very deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what you put the pancakes on, uh-huh. A griddle. Little pancake griddle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It had a little handle on it and had some way you could hang it up.
Mm-hmm. What would you put flowers in if you wanted to keep flowers in the house?
Well, sometimes you could get these old, take an old water bucket that had got holes in it, an old cedar bucket or something, and plant them in there. And you could paint it on the outside.
What would you keep them in now if they were cut flowers? You put them in a
vase.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the
washing.
What would they wash in?
Well, they had wooden tubs made with baths. I remember we had two at home made with baths, with lard baths. Oak, made out of oak, with a rim on. But the only thing about it, when you get through washing, you got to fill them up with water. So they dry, just like a cedar bucket. We used to have a cedar bucket too at home. But you couldn't keep it dry. It all fall to pieces.
What about the big black thing?
Oh, that's the wash pot. Mm-hmm. That's the big old wash. You couldn't do it without that. And that wash bowl.
What about after they washed the clothes and dried them, then what would they have to do?
Yeah, fold them up and put them in a clothes basket.
Or if they had wrinkles in them, you might do
the... They're ironing.
Huh?
They ironed a lot back in those days. Who'd have learned how to fold them up right off the line, the iron.
Nowadays you could just send your clothes to the
laundry.
Did people used to talk about a laundry way back then?
Well,
did they ever say, I'm going to do the laundry today?
Mm-hmm. Y'all do the wash. Most of the time they say the wash.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody a
fork
and what
and
else?
Knife and a spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go
wash my dishes.
And after she washes them, then to get the suds off, she
rinse them.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them,
dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish towels.
And to bathe your face with?
That's a wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
That's a towel. Face towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you might pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip.
And something that people make from sugar cane.
Syrup.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
No difference. It's different. Well, you know, we always use syrup. And during World War I, it was a lot of Yankees. Excuse me, you're not a Yankee. They don't like me to call them that now. But they was over at the veteran hospital and they asked for the molasses. And that got around. So everybody said syrup.